All right, Saturday, July 30th, 2022. 21:15:09, classic. Reps for time, the deadlift and chest to bar pull-up. That's it. 225 pounds on the bar for men, 155 for women. Of course, I say that's it sarcastically. A tough workout. A lot of intentional interference. You're pulling with a barbell, pulling with upper body. Grip on both, and the metabolic hit, the lungs, the heavy breathing is going to come at you fast. And that'll make the deadlift seem even heavier, more challenging than it is, and the pull-up sets seem even tougher than they are. So it's going to be a challenging day, but a great day. We've got a video showing the deadlift and the kipping chest to bar pull-up. I would love to know that somebody could get through, you know, you should have at least 15 good solid deadlifts at that weight. And I would say if you can do, you know, 10 chest to bar pull-ups off the bat, safe and good to go, great. Because I don't expect a lot of people to blow through this unbroken. That's for darn sure. There's going to be a lot of breaking it up. And as long as you're taking nice chunks of work, you're moving safe, you're within your ability to move that barbell and do the chest to bar pull-ups, nothing wrong with breaking this thing up at all. I expect the overwhelming majority of the population to break it up plenty. But some people will just, they'll blitz it. It'll be amazing. So for the super fitness robot time, it's 3 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, anywhere 9 minutes or below. The wild card option, we're going to reduce the deadlift loading to 185 for men, 135 for women, and the pull-up becomes a chin-over bar kipping pull-up instead of chest-to-bar. And we're sticking with the 21:15:09 rep scheme. We'll get videos showing that pull-up. The scaled option, 21:15:09 reps for time, of a deadlift now at 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. And we've got a kipping chin-over bar pull-up or a ring row. And I would make the ring row, like I said, it's supposed to be a challenging workout. I don't want you making it so easy and your body at such a slight angle that you do the 21:15:09 unbroken. I would love to see every one of those sets broken up several times because you put your body at a challenging angle and now you're developing some good upper body pulling strength. We've got a video showing the ring row and a video on how to get a pull-up if you're still working towards that. The limited equipment crew doing the dumbbell deadlifts with a pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for women. So for them, the reps had to be modified. For time, 42 dumbbell deadlifts, 21 chest to bar pull-ups, 30 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 chest to bar pull-ups, 18 dumbbell deadlifts, 9 chest to bar pull-ups. So all things considered, for everyone today, it's kind of a short and sharp day. Super Fitness Robot for the limited equipment crew, 5 minutes, 45 seconds or less. More likely could be anywhere from 15 minutes or below. The no equipment workout today, 4 rounds for time of 50 glute bridges and a 1 minute plank hold. Got a video showing the plank hold there. And the glute bridges with a 1 second pause at the top is really a nice way to do those. And if you're just amazing at the glute bridges, you can do some where you just have 1 foot on the ground. Maybe you do 10 with one foot, 10 with the other foot, and they will get plenty spicy very quickly. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Holding your chin over the pull-up bar, you're going to accumulate 1 to 2 minutes, and that isometric static hold is such a great strength builder, and it's really challenging. The other part of the optional accessory work is an either-or, so you're not going to do both. Either glute ham raises or barbell glute bridges. Both fantastic movements. That glute ham raise is fantastic. Really challenging. You may have to work something with a band to give yourself a bit of an assist. But it's a fantastic movement, but it requires a GHD, which not everybody has, so we give the other option of the barbell glute bridge. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats, but like I always say, you can foam roll darn near your whole body. That closes out another week of training. Thanks to everybody all around the globe for being a part of Linchpin. We're all in this together. We will continue to support one another. We will continue to provide accurate, useful information so that we can be working out for years and years to come. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your fitness journey. And join the private Facebook group if you haven't, so we can communicate easily. And have a great weekend. See you on Monday.